you have a son or daughter that's rejected faith in Christ, maybe rejected all the upbringing and love and prayer, maybe they went to Awanas, maybe they were involved in Sunday school, maybe even made a profession of faith, and now have rejected and walked away from their faith, breaks your heart. What do you do? I'm Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. We're going to give you some help today. I hope you stay tuned.
When I was 18, I went through a terrible time where I was struggling with my faith. I completely walked away from Christianity. I completely disowned everything that I had grown up believing. I was angry. I fought with my parents constantly. I was so scared. But I just remember my dad telling me, you just keep at it, because I know that you will come back to Christianity, and I know that your faith will be strong, and I know that no other belief will hold a candle to what Christ has for you. And that just spoke so much to me. It was so important to my decision, because I felt he was so confident. And I just want to say to dads out there that might have a daughter struggling with their faith, don't give up. It may seem like a dead-end thing. It may seem hopeless. It may seem like your daughter will never turn back to God, but don't give up. You just stay confident, because confidence speaks volumes to a daughter.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think it's a reminder and a lot of encouragement for other parents who are listening today, who have a son or a daughter like you that walked away from the faith, giving them encouragement to hang on, keep praying, don't give up, love that child, be careful with words of criticism. This is a time to be loving and allow God to work in their life. When I think of the prodigal, you know, the father didn't chase him down the road. He backed off and allowed God to do his work in the life of that prodigal son. And that's a powerful thing, to wait and see what God is going to do in the life of your son or daughter. We wanted to do this show today because it's such an important topic. And so we invited a guest to join us who really does a lot of work in this area, Sue Bolin from Probe Ministries in Plano, Texas. One of their outreaches there is to equip high school and college-age students to defend and proclaim their faith to their families and friends, and to minister to families with children that have objections to the claims of Christianity. So the name Probe really fits in, doesn't it? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Just before I welcome Sue, I just want to remind you that our phone line is being held for those who are calling the program to support the ministry of Intentional Living. And I want to thank those of you who've done that. You're making a difference in a time where we need your help. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com anytime. All right, let's move on here. Sue, welcome to Intentional Living Center today.
I am delighted to be with you, Randy. Thank you.
You deal with families, and you help young people face some of the objections they have to faith. We got parents listening, and the phone lines are getting busy already from people who want to join in. And what do you find as you work with young people? What are some of their objections? Why are they leaving the faith? Why are they walking away from what the family taught them?
Great question. I think the biggest reason, it's not just us, it's other ministries that have done research, is that students started having questions in middle school about faith, about the connection of faith and science, about walking out what it means to be a follower of Christ, about big issues like the problem of pain and evil and suffering. Why would a good God allow such things to go on? Mm-hmm. And they've got questions, and they've got doubts, and they didn't get answers. Part of that may be that the people that who were ministering to them in their church or their parents, they didn't feel confident to ask them. They may not have liked the answers. A lot of kids, it wouldn't even occur to them to go to their own parents, and some it wouldn't occur to them to go to their youth leaders. They're just going to go to Uncle Google, and they're going to look out there for answers. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible place to find truth. It's out there, but it's mixed in with a whole lot of lies.
Mm-hmm. So do you find today, Sue, that kids
more so than past generations, are challenged to walk away from their faith because of all the distractions in the culture?
That's part of it. I think that's the strategy, is the distractions in the culture, especially anything relating to a screen. You know, kids are addicted to their phones, and their entire lives are mediated through a screen, through especially a smartphone. But honestly, I think the bigger issue is what is behind those distractions, and that is the spiritual warfare. Mm. I truly believe that Satan knows that his days are limited, and he has pumped up the attacks on our youth, and the nastiness level has increased. And I think there is a vitriol and a meanness of coming after our kids to a degree that we may have never seen before in the history of the church.
You know, and I talk about whoever's most intentional for your kids is going to win. And boy, I listen, parents, you can be very intentional with your kids, but we've got all around us internet influences, social media influences, music, entertainment, friends, all the things that they come into their lives. And some of these things are enormously intentional for your kids. And now more than ever, we have a choice. We can either have good intentions and lay back and have regrets later on, or we can even have the best of intentions and do lots of different things, but not being focused on in the busyness of our life on those things that matter most. And so we want to be very, very helpful. If you just joined us, we're talking about what do you do when your child rejects Christ? They walk away from the faith of the family. And Sue Bolin is joining us today. She's from Probe Ministry. This is what these men and women do. They full-time are helping families and helping young people face some of the objections to Christianity in a way that's not only heart, but also head, heart and head. And so you're welcome to join us. What would you tell families going through this that you've been through or going through now or have a question for Sue? Phone number is 888-888-1717 is the phone number, 888-888-1717. And we'd love to have you join in and be a part of the program with us here today. Sue, young people, you guys have conferences and things, I know, for college and high school students that come in. What kind of objections are they facing? I mean, what are they telling you that is a challenge for you to help answer today?
Well, I think it probably comes down to the second biggest reason why kids and young adults leave the faith, and that is that they don't know that Christianity is true to begin with. They're not receiving good teaching in worldview and apologetics that shows them why we can believe in the existence of God, why we can trust that the Bible is God's word, that it's a supernatural book and it's true and it's trustworthy, and the Bible we hold in our hands is actually consistent with what God gave us to begin with. Mm. And they don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is God and why he should be the only way. They don't know that. By the time they finish going through our week-long mind games camp, which is one of our favorite things to do all year. It's just a total immersion experience in worldview and mainly apologetics with a whole lot of fun and fellowship and relationship thrown in the mix. By the time they get to the end of that week, their confidence is greatly enhanced and deepened that, yeah, Christianity is true, and that's why I'm going to stick with it. And over the years, I believe that the majority of those that come to our Mind Games conference really do stay with their faith. Mm. So they need to know why Christianity is true, because they're getting all kinds of messages that it's not.
Sorry about that. Hang on for just a minute, Sue. I pushed the wrong button, but I want to take a quick break. I want to come back and pick up right at that point. We've got some callers standing by that want to join in. We're talking with Sue Bolin from Probe Ministries, and the focus here is the pain that you feel as a parent or grandparent when you see a son or daughter or grandchild walk away from the faith. You know, because you've experienced God in your life, and you know he's real, And I know it's by faith, the scripture tells us. And we live in a very materialistic culture today where if I can't touch it, if I can't smell it, if I can't measure it, it's probably not true. And yet, the reality is all of us every day live by faith in some areas of our life. And this area is no exception. Either God is there, he's real. Either Jesus has come and given himself for us or he didn't. He was either who he was, said he was, or he was a maniac. I mean, there's really no other option. Someone coming claiming to be God and dying for that is, you know, that's not a sensible thing to do unless that's actually who you are and who he was. And so by faith, those of us who accept that, and it dictates and drives the way we live our lives, when we have children who grow up and take a different path, we love them, but we're not thrilled about the path they're taking. We'll come back, take some calls standing by. You're welcome to join us. What have you learned as a parent going through this? What's a question that you have today about a son or daughter? 888-888-1717.
My name is Kathy. I have a daughter who is now 30. When she was 26, she was talking to me and she said she no longer believes in God because of the bad things that happen to people. And I asked her if there was anything I could say that would change her mind, and she said no. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, can I pray for you? And she said, well, if you still believe, then yes, you can. And I told her that I was convicted of my faith, and we talked about it for a while, and she asked me where she would go if she were laying on her deathbed right now and I were talking to her, and I told her she would go to hell. And here's the thing that impressed me most. She thanked me for being honest with her, because she said most of the Christian friends that she had, when she told them that she no longer believed in God, they all said, well, you know, maybe you won't go to hell because God knows your heart and he's the only one that does and he's the only one that can judge. She thanked me for being honest with her. And that's kind of where we're at right now. I leave it in God's hands. He knows everything that's going to happen to everybody in their life throughout their entire life. So he knows if she's going to come back to him or not. But every day, out loud in the morning, I do pray that he fills her heart with the Holy Spirit and pulls her back to him. It saddens me, it frightens me, but I leave it in God's hands. And we do talk about faith. She just informs me she still doesn't believe. And that's my story. Bye.
One of these days we all will stand in judgment for every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we all will stand before the Lord, give a reason for everything.
You know, if you have a child or a grandchild or a young person that you know and love and care for that has rejected Christ, that's a painful experience. And here, I would say this, it's not over yet. You know, don't count it out until it's out. And so time every day is an opportunity to keep praying that God will move in the heart of this young person. We invited Sue Boland to join us today. She's from Probe Ministry, and this is what these guys do, is help families and help young people face some of the objections they have to Christianity in a very tough time to do that. This is not an easy culture to do that in with all the distractions. So we appreciate Sue and their work at Probe Ministries. We've got some callers ready to join in here, Sue. Let's get Victoria on the line in Arizona. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I love your program. I love your faith in the Lord. Thank you very much.
You're very well. We're pleased to do it. Thank you. What have you learned? But you going through this?
Oh yeah, and still going through it. My son is 10 years this June in the Navy. And just before high school, he said he wasn't a believer anymore. I taught my kids that they are their own persons, and they were going to grow up to be their own persons. And my son decided, we sat and talked about it, and I said, in my house, we shall serve the Lord, but I'm going to tell you, just respect the house. And it was hard. Mm-hmm. It was very hard. I've been praying for him through all my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church I attend, and I've been there 12 years. We all started together, me and my kids, walking the walk. And my son still today does not want to believe, and he's very angry at the Lord. Mm. I say it's okay. It hurts very much, and I cry a lot. But I cry alone and never in public. I always share the love of the Lord with everybody. Everybody goes, oh my God, it doesn't even look like you have children. Yes, I do, but they're borrowed from the Lord. They belong to Him.
I think you said something, Victoria, I want Sue to comment on, and that is this idea, my son is really angry at the Lord, and I think sometimes kids get hurt. Obviously, they get hurt, parents get divorced, or there's a death, or there's any number of things that don't work out, and if you view God as a genie in the bottle, you know, just rub, or if I just pray, I get whatever I want, and that's not reality. We know that biblically that's not reality. But how do we... Yeah, how do we help kids get over that, Sue?
Well, that's exactly what jumped out at me as well. And Victoria, I am so very sorry for the pain that you are experiencing, not just as a mom, but as his sister in Christ. Because when one part of the body denies that they're a part of the body, the rest of the body is going to hurt. And so you said something extremely significant about him being angry at God. And so when somebody says, fine, I'll show you God, I'm not going to believe in you anymore. The reality is they haven't stopped believing. They're just angry. And so much of that comes down to, I don't understand why you let me hurt, why you let bad things happen. This is honestly the number one objection that people have to either coming to faith or to coming back to faith, is the problem of pain and evil and suffering. Yeah. And it's so hard to help them see, and it that needs to be the Holy Spirit, that the very thing that makes them able to choose to stiff arm God and say, I don't believe in you anymore, that's a choice that God gives us, and that choice is what makes it possible for us to say yes to Him as well as to say no to Him. And that ability to choose to say no is at the core of why God allows evil and pain and suffering, so that our choices mean something and our love means something when we respond to Him. That's the core of the issue right there. I just really want to encourage you, there is nothing like wearing out your knees in prayer. That's what makes the biggest difference, no matter how long it takes, because there will come a time when, you know, he's not going to be able to deny the fact that he knows God is there. He doesn't like what God did. And basically what you're dealing with is somebody with spiritual cataracts. Cataracts don't come one morning you wake up and suddenly you're not able to see clearly anymore. It happens slowly, day by day. And only a surgeon can slice physical cataracts off our eyes, and only God can slice spiritual cataracts off the eyes of the heart.
And I would add to that, Sue, that when you think about one thing, because we're all about God's intentional love, what do you do? And you mentioned about love, and I was thinking of what John said in 1 John 4:7-8. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Then he goes on to say, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And when your kids reject, I'd like your take on this, Sue, when our kids reject faith, we can take it personal, right? I mean, that's important to us, and they're rejecting something important to us. Come on now. Sometimes it's not about them, it's about us. And I think it can't be about us. And this love has to continue to flow. And if you've got a son or daughter that's been hurt in life, hurt in family, hurt in church, whatever, to be able just to love them and care for them and hug them and pray for them. And remember, this is important. We say this in marriage as well. You're not the Holy Spirit of God. You're not the one that's going to jump in and get them saved or to have them come back to Christ. That's something the Holy Spirit has to do in their life. But as parents, really, truly giving our children to God, praying for them, but then loving them. That's what the Bible commands. In fact, so much so, we're told that if we don't do that, there's evidence we're not a Christian ourselves. It's a Christian foundational principle in our families. All right, hang on. So I want you to comment on that in a moment. We're talking about the pain associated with a child who walks away from faith. Here at the Intentional Living Center, our mission is to help you experience God's intentional love. And you're sharing some one things that have made a difference. Maybe you have one thing that you'd like to have us pray about. You're welcome to tell us what that is so we can pray with you on our comment line, 888-888-1717, or come to our website, theintentionallife.com, and hit on the broadcast highlights. We'll be right back with Sue Moore on this topic, helping you as a family to be intentional.
For the longest time, I just thought this was my normal. Waking up with my mind racing before I even got out of bed, anxiety felt like this constant background noise in my life. No matter how much I tried to just relax, my brain had other plans.
Sound familiar? So many people are struggling through life, battling anxiety. But each day, Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson helps you live an intentional life. In his new book, Breathe Again, Finding Peace Beyond Fear, Anxiety, and Worry, Dr. Randy offers practical steps to help you face life's emotional challenges with confidence.
I used to think peace was something other people had, but I'm learning that peace is something I can choose. I'm learning to breathe again, and it all started by living intentionally.
When you support Intentional Living during our spring support drive with a gift of $30 a month or all at once at $360, you can take home Dr. Randy's new book, Breathe Again. Support this ministry and change lives by calling 888-888-1717 or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. Available only through the ministry, brand new release just this week. A book that focuses on, as you heard, Breathe Again, how we can find peace beyond worry and fear. And boy, I'll tell you what, we all need that. I tell myself often, just you got to keep breathing. And maybe you're struggling with anxiety today. Sometimes you need outside help, but many times just a realization, as the scripture says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. It's a powerful truth. And this brand new book will be an encouragement to you or someone that you know. And we're making it available during this special campaign this month for those of you that will come and be a part of the ministry to allow us to continue the Intentional Living Ministry, what we do on the radio through our podcasts and our publications. And so your support, as Kurt mentioned, will make a big difference. It's going to help us continue to reach more people for Christ. So this is the first time we're making this available to you. We'd love to get it to you. We have a limited supply, and you can get yours today. When you join us, as Kurt mentioned, $1 a day in support of the ministry, $30 a month, or annualize that, we'd appreciate it. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 right now. We have operators standing by. Our staff would love to talk to you, take a prayer request, and thank you for your support. 888-888-1717. If you and two others right here in this area would do that, that would be a huge help. 888-888-1717, or you can go online safe and securely at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And I want to tell you that your support is making a huge difference. And you'll be joining people from all around the country, not only allowing us to do the radio program, but also to create our monthly lessons and the other things that we put up online and on the radio and on our podcast to make a difference in people's lives. So call now. We've got an operator ready to go, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the ministry today. Boy, we're watching for that call.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media. and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Okay, Sue Boland's joining me today. She's from Probe Ministry. They work with young people, helping strengthen their faith and overcome some of the objections to faith. And right on target when we're talking today about kids who walk away from faith. And Sue, we only have about two or three minutes left. Can you give me some one things that parents can do to express that kind of love to their kids? Because we know that's what we're to do. What are one or two, three things that a parent can do starting now and over the days ahead that would be very practical with a child who's rejected faith?
Well, if the child has expressed their hurt or anger toward God for something that happened, you can acknowledge it and let them know that you are so very sorry that they are carrying a wound in their heart, and assure them that you can't fix it, but you sure do love them, and you're sorry that they experienced that, so that they're not feeling like they're off in a vacuum somewhere. Another thing that you can do is not constantly bring it up, trying to cram mm-hmm. your right. religion down their throat, which is how they're going to perceive it, but to have as full a relationship in all the other areas of your life, of their life, that you possibly can, to be as affirming and encouraging about the person that they are and the things that they do and what you appreciate about how God made them, their design and the wonderfulness of who they are, just pouring affirmation into them.
Boy, that's so true. Thank you, Sue, for being a part of the show today. And I know this topic is such a painful experience for so many parents and grandparents when our children or grandchildren walk away from the faith or reject it. And the wisdom of just continuing to pray for them, be there for them, maintain a relationship with them is such an important thing. Hey, listen, we want you to know we are thinking of you here at Intentional Living. If you would like to share a prayer need with us, I hope you'll do that. But the phone number available to you right now, our main number, 888-888-1717, is for those who have been calling from all around the country saying, I want to be a part of this ministry and support the ministry of Intentional Living. And thank you for doing that. We need your help. And a reminder, when you join us with $1 a day in support of our listener-supported ministry, we're going to send you the book, Breathe Again, from the ministry. I got to run. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. We'll see you next time.